Welcome to Words of Grace Audio, where we clarify, amplify, and apply issues raised in the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, other topics are addressed. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
It's Wednesday, May 20th, and I'm here with Scott Patty for Words of Grace Audio.
Good morning. How are you doing, Jeff? Today? I'm doing well.
It is the morning. We usually don't do this in the morning.
Yeah. I was busy yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, you were. You were at a seminar. Today, let's jump right in. We've come off of, 2 weeks ago, an overview of 1 Corinthians 8 through 10. And then on Sunday, you went back and caught a specific text from 1 Corinthians 9.
Right.
So could you go ahead and give us the context for this conversation?
Sure. Sure. 1 Corinthians 8 through 10, Paul is describing a life lived to the glory of God. In particular, he's describing that as it relates to participating in certain activities in the culture. And he introduces it, chapter 8, with the food offered to idols. Should a Christian eat or not eat this particular food, and for what reasons? And so that launches into a big discussion in these three chapters that he ends with, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Okay. So that's the umbrella there. And we said, there were three points under there. What curbing our behavior and shaping our lives around what is good for someone else spiritually in their relationship with Christ, what makes the gospel clear, and then third, what promotes devotion to Jesus in our own lives.
Yep.
Within that, Jeff, we've got this little passage, a paragraph that many Christians know, where Paul says that he became all things to all people, that he might win some to Christ, and he did it for the sake of the gospel. Okay. And so this past Sunday, we focused on just that paragraph to try to understand what it means to become all things to all people, and then to realize that we have to imitate Christ, who became for us. He crossed the big divide. He did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, took on the form of a bondservant, became a man, was obedient to the point of death on the cross. So Christ crossed that, became one of us to save us. Paul becomes all things to all people, and we are trying to understand in our city how we become all things to all people that they might know Christ.
And specifically on Sunday, you applied this to cross-cultural engagement.
Yeah, I think I could have gone a couple ways, but yes. Sure. We talked this Sunday about the people groups of Nashville and crossing cultural divides and that sort of thing.
So tell us specifically, what are ways that we can do this cross-culturally in Nashville?
Yeah. Well, the challenge that to me is just very loud and clear is to realize that we can and we actually should be thinking about how we enter into the cultures that have come to our city and understand them and learn how to communicate to them and even shape our behaviors in such a way that we can relate to them for the purpose of the gospel. So, Jeff, literally.
And you were saying there were 30 unreached people groups that live
in Nashville. So, literally, 10 minutes ago, before we started this podcast, I was talking to two people from our church who are about to move around the world. They are going to engage another culture and a specific people group, a group of people that share language and culture, so that they can seek to bring the gospel into that people group and into that culture. That's great, because we have to, and not just from us, not just from America to there, but this is happening all over the world. People from other cultures where the gospel has taken root are crossing cultural lines. So it's not about an American to the world kind of a thing. It's about Christian to non-Christian, from whatever culture to whatever people group and culture. So we need to make that very clear. But so as Christians, not as Americans, as Christians, they were going. All right, so here we are in our city, and we have, it just so happens that the people groups have moved to our city recently in the past, 20 to 30 years. It's not about being Americans going to other cultures. It's about being Christians and crossing cultural lines to talk to people who don't have a witness of the gospel. So it's not a country to country thing. It's not a nationality to nationality thing. It's a church to world thing. And so that shows it's not just about crossing cultural divides. We have people in our own culture who don't know Christ, that we can become all things to all people.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. And but explain to me a little more why you're making the distinction between American and Christian. Like, mm-hmm. Do you think that there's an issue there where we come as sometimes thinking that being an American is what's important rather than being a believer?
No, not thinking that being American is what's important. But thinking that Christianity has a center in America.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which it doesn't.
So kind of trying to decentralize it. Yeah.
It doesn't. I mean, America is not where
it's not where the majority of Christians
are. No, it didn't start here
anymore.
It didn't start. And besides, the kingdom of God is not a nationality.
Right.
We seem to think that it's a country. Culture, mm-hmm. America thing. It's mm-hmm. really not. It's a.
And so, is the importance that we're willing to give up some of those cultural things about being an American in order to reach out to someone from another culture?
Right. So if you go back to Paul, mm-hmm. he's not really tying it to nationality, but he is saying, should we eat meat that is sacrificed to idols?
Yeah.
So for the listener on this podcast, you got to go back 2 weeks and listen to that sermon.
Yeah.
But he is saying he is willing to curb mm-hmm. a freedom that he in his conscience has mm-hmm. to eat that meat.
Right.
In order to ensure that he doesn't cause another Christian brother to fall into sin, mm-hmm. and also in order to ensure that he doesn't confuse the message of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's willing to give something up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it as a Christian.
Yes.
Or as a believer, a follower of Jesus.
Right.
And so, I forgot your question, but
yeah, well, and then in another place, I believe it's in Acts, where he tells, a story is told, where Paul goes to the Jews,
right.
and he's not purified.
Right.
And they said, you need to purify yourself before you come and hang out and be with these Jews. And so it was kind of a national, in a way, a religious thing mm-hmm. at that point. He was free to not do that from a conscious level, but he knew, hey, I need to do this in order to be heard in this context.
Exactly.
And it's not going to affect
it didn't affect the
message
gospel.
Of the gospel.
Yeah.
Right.
It didn't take away from the mm-hmm. gospel. He wasn't presenting to do that. He was not presenting an unclear picture of the gospel.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about engaging other cultures this way. What about our own culture? Are there ways in which we have to use this concept to reach people who are maybe from different subcultures or different mindsets than we are? How do we mm-hmm. think about that?
Yeah, that's good because
it certainly does apply.
Yeah, because we need to remember that we're not talking about a Christianity that's rooted in an American culture.
Yes.
On the flip side, we're not talking about people who are from within our culture don't need to hear the gospel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I mean, to become all things to all people for the sake of the gospel, as Paul's talking about in this passage, and I don't even think I gave it, but if anybody wants to read it, it's 1 Corinthians 9, beginning verse 19.
Okay.
But to do that with people who are of our people group, you know, we don't have the language barrier or the culture mm-hmm. barrier. We mm-hmm. still have to get into the mindset of what they think and how they think.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to talk to them. We have to be willing to talk to them and to engage in their lives and not demand that they meet some religious standard or standard, you know, spiritual standard before we can interact with them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We just need to understand people and to be a part of their lives and to therefore know how they hear what we're saying.
Okay.
And not so that we can shape a message they'll hear, but so that we can present the message of the gospel without taking any edge off in a way that they understand it.
So it's not just, hey, those people are out there partying, so I need to go join them in their partying in order to reach them.
Yeah, no, that's not it. That's kind of surfacey. You and I were saying earlier that, you know, when, you know, maybe back when we were teenagers or whatever, and we were trying to
use this as an excuse.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to go out and party, become all things to all my party buddies.
Right.
Yeah, it's really about getting into their mindset and the mm-hmm. way they think. And then also, mm-hmm. you know, I think something that Paul is talking about when he says, you know, I became all things to all people that I might win some. it seems as well, it's not just about what he does, but it's the fact that he's a human who's relating to them, and he's not just a voice that is shouting at them.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's willing to engage and live among and be with people, then they hear this message of the gospel coming from a human who cares and loves and is willing to talk to them, versus coming from a talking head, a voice,
right,
without a real human encounter.
Yep.
And that's just kind of shouting at them.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were talking a little bit earlier as well about ways that we can learn about the mindset of our own culture, you know, reading novels or listening to the music, you know, what's out there, what's popular.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a huge music person. I certainly wouldn't want to get into some kind of music talk with some of our musician friends.
You bring me some albums and I'm like, hey, man, you discovered something here. Yeah. That's great.
Well, it's one way I like to listen to music that has, that tells a story and has a thoughtful lyric and maybe one that I don't agree with. Maybe it's dark.
Right.
But it gives me a sense of, oh, that's the way people think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then just talking to people, being curious about people,
which is hard
for us to do because we're very, very busy.
Sure.
But to really listen. Listen to that person and to say, what do you think? What is your experience? Why do you think the way you think? Mm-hmm. What are you hearing when I say something about Jesus? What do you hear really?
Yeah.
That I might not even be saying.
Yeah.
Is a way, and but again, the key is that Paul said he does this for the sake of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
He has this vision of sharing in the blessings of the gospel with the people that he's interacting with, whether it's of his kin or his culture, or whether it's a cross-cultural thing.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a challenge.
Yes, it is.
Thanks.
Thank you.